Hello and welcome to ArcSieve LLM Daily EN. This is the show where we look at a new ArcSieve paper every day and try to keep up with the ridiculous speed of AI innovation, but in a way that stays practical. Today we're digging into a paper and what it actually changes for people building or using AI. The paper we're looking at today is AutoTool, Efficient Tool Selection for Large Language Model Agents. We're talking about it now because it proposes a more efficient way for LLM agents to pick the right tool or small set of tools as these agent ecosystems explode in size. Mark will look at it from the field, real-world usage. Jamie will look at the AI and technical side. Concretely, what's the use of what they're proposing and what need does it meet today? Mark, let's start with what need you're actually seeing on the ground.
In real life, teams are wiring agents to a bunch of tools. Internal search, ticketing, CRM, code runners, calculators, web search, the whole menu. What usually happens is the agent either tries too many tools and gets slow and expensive, or it guesses wrong and fetches from the web when it should hit the internal database. The first time I tried this with a support assistant, a simple, "What's the status of order 123? Turned into multiple wasted API calls and a 20-second wait. The need is a smart, reliable way to route to the right tool quickly, so users get a fast, correct answer, and ops doesn't get surprised by the bill.
So basically, as the tool list grows, you need a smart gatekeeper, so the agent picks one or two relevant tools instead of knocking on every door. Faster answers, fewer wasted calls. Jamie, from the AI side, why is this kind of approach showing up now?
Because we've hit the scaling wall. With a handful of tools, a naive LLM as router is fine. But once you have dozens, listing them all in the prompt bloats context, increases latency, and leads to noisy choices. Exhaustive probing, trying multiple tools and seeing what sticks, burns tokens and time. The pressure now is cost, latency, and reliability in production. That's why we're seeing methods like AutoTool, lightweight selectors that shortlist the most promising tools using concise signals, so the agent calls fewer APIs and still picks accurately. It plugs into existing orchestrators and reduces the tool choice bottleneck as these systems get more complex.
All right, let's get into what the paper actually proposes. Jamie, can you unpack AutoTool for us? What it is, where it plugs in, and why it's different from the usual ways agents pick tools?
AutoTool is essentially a smarter, lighter-weight tool selector for agent systems. You drop it into the agent's orchestrator, right where you'd normally list tools in the prompt or let a naive router pick. Instead of dumping every tool description into the LLM or exhaustively probing multiple tools, AutoTool runs a two-stage process. First, it shortlists likely tools using compact signals. Think embeddings of the user query against tool descriptions and schemas. Then it uses a small scoring model or classifier to pick top 1 or top K with a confidence score. Compared to static lists, it adapts to the query. Compared to naive LLM as router, it's cheaper because you don't force the main model to reason over dozens of tools. And compared to heavy learned policies or RL-based planners, it's lighter to train and faster at inference. The outcome is fewer unnecessary API calls and faster, more accurate tool use.
So it's like a receptionist who quickly triages your request, shortlists the relevant specialists, and sends you to the right one instead of walking you past every office door. Mark, what does that change day to day for a team actually wiring agents to tools?
Practically, it cuts noise. You stop paying for the model to read a giant tool catalog every time, and you stop seeing the agent bounce between tools. Debugging gets cleaner because logs show selector picked tool A for reason X, plus the two or three runners up. Users feel it as shorter waits and fewer weird detours. But to make it work, you need some hygiene. Good tool names, crisp descriptions, clear input schemas, and maybe tags like requires auth true. Onboarding a tool becomes add metadata to the registry, include a couple of examples, and let the selector index it. The friction is when tools overlap. Two similar search tools with vague descriptions will confuse any router, so you either tighten descriptions or set policies like prefer internal search over web search for employee queries.
Let's ground it with a simple case. Mark, say a small product team has 5 tools: calendar, doc search, code executor, calculator, and web search. Walk me through what happens with and without AutoTool.
User asks, what time is our stand-up tomorrow, and is it before the client call? Without AutoTool, the orchestrator might load all 5 tool descriptions into the prompt, or worse, try Docs Search and Web Search first, and only later hit Calendar. You get a couple of wasted calls and a slower answer. With AutoTool, the selector sees stand-up, client call, and time comparisons, scores calendar highest, maybe calculator second for the comparison, and routes to calendar immediately. The agent fetches both events, compares start times locally or with a tiny calculator call, and returns stand-up at 9:30, client call at 11, so yes, it's before. Another quick one. What's 17% of 249? AutoTool picks calculator in one shot instead of spinning up code execution or web search. Users see a snappy reply. Ops sees fewer API hits.
So instead of knocking on every door, it goes straight to calendar for meetings and straight to calculator for math. That's the time saver. Now let's stretch it. Mark, describe a more enterprise-style setup with lots of microservice tools.
Picture a support agent with 40-plus tools. Order database, payments, shipping, promotions, pricing rules, identity, internal policy docs, external carrier APIs, the works. A user asks, for order 123 that shipped via FedEx with a promo applied, can we offer a partial refund? That's at least a 2 or 3 step chain. AutoTool first shortlists OrderDB and promotions service over generic web or policy search. The agent pulls the order record, sees FedEx and the promo code, then reruns selection with that context. Now it picks policy docs and payments refund because we need to check eligibility and then execute. Governance kicks in. The refund tool requires elevated permission, so the orchestrator does a permission check before execution. If any step is low confidence, policy docs comes first for clarification before touching money. The key is the selector keeps the candidate set tight at each step, which keeps the whole chain responsive.
Jamie, connect that flow to what AutoTool is doing under the hood. How does it shortlist, score, decide on confidence, and fall back if it's unsure?
Under the hood, step one is candidate generation. Embed the user query and the tool's metadata. Names, descriptions, argument schemas, maybe a couple of example I/O snippets, and do a nearest neighbor search to get, say, the top 5 tools. Step two is a lightweight scorer, a small classifier or compact LLM prompt that compares the query to each candidate and outputs a score plus a confidence. If the top score clears a threshold, you pick top one. If it's borderline, you pick top K and let the agent decide among a few. If scores are low overall, the policy can be no tool and ask a clarifying question or fall back to a generic knowledge tool. There's caching too, repeat or similar queries reuse prior selections. All of this is much cheaper than pushing 40 tool specs through a big LLM every turn. Reliability improves because you avoid random tool hops, and you can encode rules like never call payments refund without a verified identity tool firing first.
And on visibility and safety, how do teams see why a tool was picked? And how do permission gates fit into this?
Good implementations log the selector trace, the top candidates, their scores, the final pick, and any threshold decisions. That gives you observability for audits and A/B tests on different selection policies. For safety, the selector only proposes, before execution, a policy layer checks permissions, data scopes, and rate limits. In multi-step chains, you rerun selection with a compact state summary to keep choices aligned with the latest facts, and you can freeze or pin certain tools in regulated flows, e.g. identity must precede payments, so even a high score can't override governance.
Mark, from a builder's seat, what does debugging look like with AutoTool in place versus without it?
You open the trace and see user query, selector candidates with scores, the chosen tool, and the tool's response. If it picked the wrong thing, 9 times out of 10 the description is vague or overlaps too much with another tool. Fix the metadata, maybe add an example, and you usually see the score flip on the next run. If a tool is sensitive, we add a permission tag and a precondition so selection alone can't trigger it. For rollout, we keep a golden queries, set common tasks with expected tools, and run them in CI so any new tool or description change doesn't hijack routing. It's way easier than diffing giant prompts and guessing why the model wandered off.
On prerequisites, AutoTool assumes you have a real tool registry. Each tool has a clear name, a concise description, an argument schema, and ideally a couple of example inputs and outputs. The selector needs those to build embeddings and score relevance. You'll also want a small calibration set, golden queries paired with expected tools to set thresholds for top one versus top K selection and when to choose no tool, ask a clarifying question. Practically, you budget a few tens of milliseconds for the selector so it doesn't dominate latency, and you define fallback policies, no tool response, generic retrieval, or safe defaults. For evaluation, the paper uses tool use tasks where they can measure tool selection accuracy and end-to-end task success under a fixed latency budget. Limitations. Distribution shift when you add or rename tools can knock the selector off balance until you re-index or recalibrate. It relies on accurate descriptions. If two tools overlap and are poorly labeled, misrouting happens. The selector itself has a small but non-zero cost, and when the catalog hits hundreds of tools, nearest neighbor search plus scoring needs to be engineered well to stay fast. Hallucinations shift from wrong answer to wrong tool or wrong arguments, so you still need permission checks. For future work, the authors point to better uncertainty calibration, continual learning as tools evolve, tighter integration with retrieval so tool metadata stays fresh, and multi-step selection that conditions on each prior tool's result.
Put simply, label your tools well, give the selector a small set of example queries to learn from, and decide what it should do when it's unsure. Ask a question, do nothing, or use a safe default. Expect some maintenance whenever your tool list changes, and remember the selector adds a tiny overhead, even though it saves a lot overall. Mark, from the org side, who owns this, and what does safe onboarding look like?
Platform or DevX usually owns the tool registry. Onboarding is a pull request with the tool's name, one-line description, JSON schema for inputs, a couple of examples, and tags like permissions or data domains. We run a test harness with golden queries to verify the selector picks it when it should and doesn't when it shouldn't. Then a staged rollout, shadow mode to log choices, partial traffic, and finally full enablement with policy gates. We keep descriptions tight and non-overlapping, set ownership for each tool, and add observability so we can see picks, scores, and failures. The big win is fewer random API calls and cleaner traces. The caveat is you need someone to garden the registry, or it gets messy fast.
Jamie, what do the authors report in terms of results, benchmarks, metrics, and how it stacks up against simpler routers?
They evaluate on tool-using tasks typical for agent benchmarks, things like database lookups, calculators, web or doc retrieval, and multi-step flows. Metrics include tool selection accuracy, end-to-end task success, latency, and API call count or cost. Against baselines like static lists, naive LLM as router, and exhaustive probing, AutoTool shows higher selection accuracy with fewer tool invocations and lower median latency, while keeping or improving task success. The gains are most visible as the tool catalog grows beyond a handful. The experiments are controlled, curated tool descriptions, capped candidate sets, so results are a best-case guide. With noisier metadata, you should expect some degradation until you tighten descriptions or recalibrate.
So in practice, you're looking at fewer API calls, answers that arrive faster, and better odds the agent hits the right tool on the first try, at least in their controlled tests. Mark, what should teams expect once this is in the wild?
Day one, you usually see a noticeable drop in wasted calls and a snappier feel, especially on queries that used to trigger multiple tools. Real-world numbers come down a bit versus the paper because descriptions aren't perfect and people keep adding tools. The cadence that works is weekly monitoring of routing accuracy and failed calls, plus a light retrain or threshold tweak when you see drift. Anytime you add or rename a tool, rerun the golden queries in CI and reindex. After a few cycles, it stabilizes. Most regressions are metadata issues, not model issues. Closing from the field. Teams with 10 to 100 tools benefit the most. Support, ops, analytics, internal platforms, especially where governance matters. If you only have 3 tools or your bottleneck is a slow external API, gains are smaller, but you still get cleaner routing and observability. The selector pays off as your catalog and traffic grow.
Bottom line, AutoTool gives agents a fast, lightweight gatekeeper so they choose the right tool early, cutting cost and latency without heavy engineering. To finish, a quick reminder, the English version of the podcast is available via the RSS feed on nblotty.org/iadaily/en and also on Spotify. Search for ArcSieve LLM Daily EN. See you tomorrow for more AI news. Have a great day.